Welcome back to Coach Speak here on 95.7 KQWC, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City on this Monday evening. Quinn Douglas back here joining us on the line is the head boys basketball coach of the South Hamilton Hawks. Scott Church joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
So as we take a look, obviously it's been a tough start to the season for your team, but just in the couple opportunities I've had to see your team right before Christmas break, your team definitely has shown that they have shown signs of improvement. Obviously, a tough loss to Roland Story back on the 17th. You follow that up with arguably your best game to date this season with a 46-29 loss to West Marshall. It was a game right through the midway point of the fourth quarter, but just weren't able to get over the hump. And looking at that now coming back from break, having a couple more games under your belt since post-break. Just what have you seen from this group and the improvements that they have made from the start of the season?
Well, I think our youth shows sometimes and our experience. But, these kids have come every day. They come to practice and they work hard. And, all we can do is keep encouraging them and we just got to get shots to fall and have confidence when we're shooting the basketball. And we got to cut down on the turnovers a little bit, gradually we're seeing improvement from game one to where we're at now. But we still have a lot of room for growth. And, I just keep telling them we just got to keep positive. We just got to keep, going after it. And good things will come.
And just looking at some of those individuals, at least I would say definitely a great bright spot has been the emergence of freshman Ben Swenson. He's been kind of back and forth between averaging double-digit points per game, sitting at 9 points per game right now, averaging 5 rebounds. He's shown a lot of promise, a lot of ability down to the low block, especially as a freshman, and being the focal point of the offense as of right now. And just what have you seen improvement-wise from Ben from when you started working with him maybe during the offseason to where he is now halfway through his first year?
Well, Ben's one of those kids that, they came in and as a freshman, it's always tough, starting anybody as a freshman. But he's shown us in practice that, he was one of our top guys. And he just keeps working. His attitude is really, really good. He's like a sponge. He takes in all the information that we're trying to tell him. He just comes to work every day. He is learning as the game's going. It's a different game from coming from junior high to the varsity level, and getting thrown out there as a freshman is sometimes tough, but he's responded real well, and I'm really proud of what Ben has accomplished so far.
And then looking in terms of upperclassmen, obviously the leader of this group right now has been Grant Larson, taking a lot of the point guard responsibilities and shouldering a lot of the scoring responsibilities as well. And when you look at what Grant has brought to the table night in and night out, and maybe not just in terms of play, but in terms of leadership, what have you seen from him so far through the first half of his senior year?
Yeah, Grant, being the senior, I'm the guy with the most experience that we have on the team. Grant is getting there, right? He's had his ups and downs, but he's starting to be that leader that we're asking him to be. Everybody kind of looks up to him a little bit, and he's starting to come around a little bit. I know he had 15 the other night against PCM, and hopefully we can continue to watch Grant grow, and finish out his high school career on a positive note. And Grant is doing some good things. I'd like to see him take care of the basketball a little bit better, but I'd like to see his shots fall a little bit more. He's not afraid to shoot the basketball, that's for sure, and that's a good thing. So he does it, and he works really hard on the defensive end. So Grant's improving, our team's improving, and that's all I can ask for him at this time.
And as we look at the schedule here coming up this week and into next week, definitely some opportunities on this schedule. You guys host a very good Perry team coming up tonight here at South Hamilton High School. You'll follow that up with a road trip to Greene County on the 10th, and then next week at Southeast Valley, and then at Nevada to kind of get back and kind of roll through it with a non-conference break, but then roll back into conference play. I mean, you look at this schedule coming up the next couple of weeks, what kind of opportunities do you and the staff see for this ball club here against the opponents coming up?
Well, I think, every game's a new opportunity, and I just tell the kids, we have to take care of what we do. and we have to be the best version of ourselves. And, you know, it doesn't matter what our opponents do. We have to take care of the things that we're supposed to take care of. And we just got to be more consistent on the offensive end, shooting the basketball. We got to be better on the boards, and we got to take care of the basketball. You know, those things have been kind of our Achilles heel right now, and we're working towards that. But, you know, they're working really hard, and I'm proud of them. You know, it's not the season that we wanted, but at the end of the day, when you're this young and this is, and don't have that much experience, you know, it's hard to, you know, keep going and doing that. But they are, and, you know, and I'm really proud of them for sticking it out and keeping their heads up. And, you know, we'll see what we can do down the stretch here. You know, we got some games that I feel that that we're going to be in, and hopefully at the end we get a couple W's. So we just got to keep our heads up and keep moving forward.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck this week against Perry and Greene County.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you.
That was Scott Church, the head boys basketball coach of the South Hamilton Hawks, here on our Coach Speak program. We're back with CGD head coach Jason Burning after the break here on 95.7 FM.